Just a thought. We are living in a time when all hands have to be on deck. We have to be prepared and ready to fight against forces seeking to return us to a time when America was not for everyone. We must speak for ourselves while delivering a clear message to the world. No longer can we focus on just our own individual success. Those of us that have found or created a path must use every vehicle available to us to help others see the light. We must inspire those who are lost and demoralized. We must find a way to speak to each other while expressing our own opinions. People of color must use the internet to expand our reach beyond our communities and find solutions to the issues that plague our neighborhoods. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections need you to schedule some time to share your opinions on live radio. My show wants you to carry your message beyond just a few city blocks. We want you to know that your personal issues and economic concerns and life beliefs are important to the world. I am the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, James C. Deshay, and we want you to be a part of this new movement. We want you to be ready and prepared to share your opinions with everyone throughout our hour and a half long show, 7 days a week. Please call into the show every day, 657-383-0309, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Your voice needs to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. We must raise sand in a way that serves notice. A movement is coming. White America will share the bounty that is created from the investment of the past, present, and future from this day forth. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com, and I look forward to you calling into the show every day.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
With that message, never better get checked. There ain't no difference second when the king goes sick. Put it down and a check, fuck around and get wet.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, people, you know I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy because we are putting together a movement that is going to put us in a positive position as we move forward. We're living in an environment that requires us to be on top of our game. It requires us to know the steps that we're going to take, and we have to become good stewards of the money that God has blessed us with. You know, we've said time and time again, you can't bless anyone unless you are able to bless yourself first. And God is giving us the ability to make money, but we have to learn how to keep it. And today is an opportunity for us to spend some time talking to a gentleman who has been self-employed for a very long time, and give us some insight into what kind of environment we are presently in and what kind of things we need to do in order to stay on top of our game in this environment. How do we make the most of our lives in this environment and create a legacy that will move on after we are gone? Mr. Tillis, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
I appreciate you having you, and I look forward to you being a mainstay on our program month to month, because I think you have a lot of positive things that can enhance our program, and there are a lot of things that we need to know. I'd like you to spend a little bit of time talking about yourself and telling us what your life has been like.
Well, first of all, again, let me thank you for this opportunity. I want to thank God also for this opportunity, to make this appearance and to be able to share with people about what's going on in the industry, what's going on in the world. You know, so many people are afraid. But let me just tell you a little bit about myself. First of all, I'm a minister, and I own a company by the name of Tillis and Tillis Financial Services, which is a full service company. I've owned that company since 1998. And as you said earlier, I have been self-employed basically since 1987. But I've been in the financial service industry well over 35 years, and I've worked for major corporations like American Express Financial Advisor, Merrill Lynch, Mutual of Omaha, Mutual of New York, many, many different corporations. I got my early starting, actually, I can go back to the time I was 19 years old working at a hotel that I was working as a porter, a maintenance person, and the guy who owned the corporation, Remodeling Hotel, he saw me in the parking lot, and he had heard that I was in college. I was majoring in accounting. He came outside, and he spoke with me and told me he had heard that I was in college and that I was majoring in accounting, and I said, yes, sir. So he said, listen, tomorrow I want you to come in, but I want you to put a shirt and tie on. Well, he brought me into the inner workings of the hotel, which I began to learn how to run the hotel. And then at the early age of, I think I was 21, they start teaching me auditing, night auditing, where I would audit the hotels. And so I learned the inner workings of hotels while I was going to college. That set a tone in my life, because this particular gentleman, Rex Howard, who was a wise guy, he gave me two books. And I'll never forget that, because it set the tone for my life. Those two books, and I'm saying that because it's so important that we read. Most of us don't read. We have to learn how to read. Readers make leaders. He gave me two books. Those two books were Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He also gave me another book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I've taught that book to my children and a lot of my clients and friends and things like that. But I say that to the point that those books prepared me for my next step. My next major step. And when I say my next major step, that started when I was around 22 years old. I went to work for a major insurance company. And at the early age of 23, I became a district manager of insurance firm. That also set the tone for my life. Then I went on to work with a company called IDS. Then I went on to work with American Express. Then I went on to work with Merrill Lynch, and on and on and on. By the time 1987 came, I decided I was going to go into business for myself. And so I'm just sharing these stories with you because it's a progress. It's like step by step. I've always been very very enthusiastic. I've always been very ambitious. But I learned so much from those books, and it's been like a step-by-step process. And I decided to leave American Express in 1987 and start my own business. And what I did was I not only set up a financial planning firm, but I also invested into a magazine. It was called at that time the African American Magazine. And then I just went on and on and on and on. I've had the opportunity to travel the world. I just thank God for that opportunity to be able to travel the world. It's a beautiful thing. There's a big, big difference between, flying to Florida and driving to Florida. And so I thank God. And I have a wealth of knowledge as it relates to finances. And as I've gotten older, I begin to look into things like network marketing, home-based businesses, where that's where plenty, plenty, plenty of money is. And it's like most of us don't know about these things. But we're going to have to learn, because the whole financial industry is changing. Yeah, we're going to talk about some things about credit and how to get houses and cars and, bank accounts and things like that. But there's lots of money in a lot of different areas. And you have to find those areas if you want to live the kind of lifestyle that God wants you to live.
Let me ask you, one of the things that kind of weighs on my mind, I'm retired now, and we have always, for the longest, have been talking about how the unemployment rate amongst African Americans or people of color is so much higher than our white counterparts. And over the years, I think I've noticed how men, people of color have been pushed to find a career, go to school, find a career, and work hard in that career for as long as they can. But as a career person, I was not in a position to impact unemployment. So
yes.
The only people
yes.
who can truly impact unemployment is entrepreneurs. So do you believe
Absolutely.
Now is the time for us to start encouraging people of color who have the ability to be entrepreneurs to become entrepreneurs so they can reach their hand beyond themselves in terms of employment?
I so agree with you. As I said, in 1987, I started publishing the African American magazine. So we have been pushing blacks, doing business with blacks for years. But it's come to a point where I know, in New York City, the unemployment rate is high as 30-40% of the black community. Now, we have enough money. We're not short of money. We certainly have enough money. We have enough money. I'm talking about our collective and bargaining power. We have as a people, we have enough money to be as strong as the 10th largest country in the world. So we have the money, it's just that we misuse the money. We put things, we invest money in cars and women and drinking and all kinds of things, and tennis shoes and clothes and all those rims, things that's not going to make money. See, money was designed to make money. And the money that it makes was designed to make more money. And so we have enough money to open up businesses, start business. But here we do, and I know that's a part of slavery. I know that's the effects of slavery because we've been taught to, you know, be pitted against each other. But we have enough money where we can pool our resources together and start businesses. That's the only way we're going to really pull the unemployment rate down. Other than that, we can't wait on anybody else. It's been going on like that for years. And we wishing and hoping, and it's not going to happen. I don't care whether Clinton is in the office. I don't care whether Trump's office. It's not going to happen. We have to do for self. We're going to have to heal those scars and start doing for self. Because other than that, it's not going to happen. And let me say this to you. If you waiting for somebody to do something for you, it's not going to happen. You got to do for self. You got to educate yourself, and you got to go for it. You know, I was always told when I was young, a young girl, I was told that I was too much of a risk taker. But that risk take, with risk comes rewards, and that's how I was able to do a lot of things, own the houses, and travel the world, and do the things that I wanted to do. So yeah, we got to come together as a people, and I don't know what that's going to take, but I know that with the income that we have, we can do anything that we want to do if we come together, put our heads together. But there's so much division in our community, and here's another thing: I've noticed that everybody comes to this country, and they're looking for our community. They come to the black community to get that. They don't live in those communities, but they sell us anything and everything, and then they mistreat us. I was in New Orleans about a year ago, and I don't know what was the nationality, but this man was treating our people like dogs, like nothing. They were just skinning and grinning. And when I stepped up there to purchase whatever, the way he dealt with me, I said, man, you don't talk to me like that. Give my money back. We have too much power to allow people to mistreat us. People mistreat us because we allow them to take advantage of us.
I heard a person say the other day, and it was really alarming to me, because over the years it seemed like the amount of time that our money stays in the black neighborhood is seemingly getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, it's about 6 hours.
That money only stays in the black neighborhood 6 hours.
6 hours. 6 hours. Yeah, that's right.
Only businesses right now that are guaranteed to see any African American money are the barbershops, salons,
beauty salons, yes,
and
that's right.
And people dealing with death.
Absolutely, and you may have a couple of couple of owners of bar rooms. They may profit for a while, but in most cases, those they normally last about 3 years, and they're really not providing to the to the economy, because what do you hire? You might hire a couple of people. Yeah, that's what happens. Everybody else in some communities, that money lasts in there a week, 2 weeks, a month. But in our community, when the money comes in 6 hours, within 6 hours, the money is going out of our community. And here's the deal. So let me explain to you, explain to your audience how this thing works. So let's say, because we spend 95% of our money with everybody else. So let's say, James, let's say you're the white guy, or you're some other nationality, and I'm the black person. And so we both make $1,000 a week. But I give you $950 of my money. Now you got $1,950, and I got $50. Next week, the same thing. And so how can you, if I'm only keeping $50 of my money, how can I strive? How can I go anywhere? How can I achieve if I'm giving you all my money? And so this cat over here, he's just getting fatter and fatter. And that's what's happening. And these foreigners come into our community because they know they can get fat in our community. They don't live in our communities, and then they treat us like any kind of way. And it's not until we begin to educate ourselves about money will we ever come together, because money is really, really, really important. Listen, we make so much money. I'm talking about black folks. If you get a couple of these athletes, a couple of these movie stars, a couple of people like Oprah and things, we can open up any kind of facility we want to, but we got to be able to come together. There's so much division in our community.
Well, what do you think as of right now is keeping us from pushing other business owners out of our community and setting up our own businesses? I mean, I see plenty of shopping centers that are around the black community. Why are those centers and little mom and pop stores and other businesses not owned by African Americans?
Because we allow it. We don't pool our resources together. That's why. And so people come in and they just take advantage of us. And I just recently moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm really glad I did, because I really like this place. I really do. I came here because I'm in the herb business. There's a lot about my bayou I didn't even share, and I'll share it as we go along. We have an hour and a half. But I'm in the herb business, and what that basically means is helping people get healed. I was able to get off a high blood pressure medicine that I've been taking over 15 years. I was able to get off that in 2.5 months. And so I'll share a little bit about that, because most of us out there are sick with high blood pressure, arthritis, dementia, liver problems, kidney, all kinds of things. And so I came here. And I said after a couple of weeks, I said, I really like this place. My son Travis, he had been telling me, he had been saying, man, Daddy, this place is good. This place is really for you. Man, you could really do well. And so I was in Dallas. I'm originally from New Orleans, and I had moved to Dallas, and I've been in Dallas for 20 years. So after 2 weeks, I said to the person I was living with, I'll stay here about another 2 weeks. And if I still like it, I'm going to Dallas and get my stuff, and I'm coming on back. And I'm telling you, it's been a treat. Now, it doesn't mean I haven't had ups and downs, because I've had some ups and downs. I mean, trying to get adjusted and things like that, and make certain amount of money is coming in, all that. But the atmosphere is different. It's a it's more business oriented. It's people are going places. People are striving, become the best. And I like that kind of community. And you see African Americans, I mean, living in million dollar houses, $10 million houses, and just doing well. They're driving nice cars. You go into shopping centers, they own businesses everywhere, all kinds of business. And I really like that. I really, when I go to parties or go to invited for certain things, they're talking about business. They're talking about how can we get ahead? How can we educate our children? How can we make certain we have enough for retirement? Those kind of, and I like to be in that kind of environment, as opposed to, talking about how many bottles, how many sips we drank, what parties we done. Because in some communities, that's what it's about. But we have to come together and decide. Listen, with God, we can do anything and everything. I don't even know if I answered your question. I got so much I want to say. I'm so full. I feel like I'm on a bus.
I tell you what, we got a lot to talk about, and we got a lot of people on the line, and we want to make sure that we get to everybody and allow them to make statements and ask questions. But we really want to talk about how do African Americans get progress in this environment? How do we make sure that we're saving enough of our money and we're moving toward independence? We want to become independent, or, you know, it doesn't matter if you work for anybody, as long as you don't have to worry about whether that job ends because you've made the provisions that are necessary for your life to continue despite whether or not the job or career that you're in continues. We have to get to the point where we become dependent on no one else but ourselves. So I'm going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation about what steps need to be taken in order for us to become independent.
Right. Very good. I understand.
Brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Guys, the phone lines are filled. I just want to ask all of you to make sure you're in a quiet place, because I want to give all of you an opportunity to get on and answer questions and make statements. We're talking about what it is, what it takes to make sure that African Americans do the best they can with the monies they earn, that we become good stewards, and that we're able not only to bless ourselves, but bless those who cross our path. It's about making sure we could create a legacy that ensures that not only our families, but the community is able to sustain itself. Dee, I see you're out there. Dee, give us your name and whatever questions you may have for Mr. Tillis, or statement that you'd like to make in regard to black ownership and entrepreneurship.
Thank you, James. Mr. Tillis, thanks for taking the time to be a part of James' show. I'm one of the regulars that partake in his format. And I want to say to you, sir, I want to say to you that I'm happy for you, and I want to congratulate you for finally moving to Atlanta. and to pursue your quest. I'm from Atlanta, and I got to tell you, if ain't nobody never told you, I want to tell you that you, as a man of color, you are in the right place to strive and grow. Because I'm here to tell you that one thing about the people of color in Atlanta, they will support you. Now, they will support you.
Yes, I know it. I know it. I know it.
There are few places that I have seen that will support another black man like they will in Atlanta.
Yes, I know it. I know it.
I expect to hear great things from you.
I was just so shocked. I was so shocked when we went out to pass out flyers because many times, and like I said, it was about herbs in the beginning. Many times in other places, you're giving out flyers, people looking at y'all cockeyed, or they, you know, either act ugly with you. But here, people walking to you, picking up the flyer, asking you questions.
That's right.
I was blown away. And I've been able to do a lot of business here. I mean, it's like, it's a different mentality here.
It is.
Totally different
now,
mentality.
And that being said, that's going to lead me to my question for you.
Okay.
Being so that there is a different mentality when it comes to supporting, especially a man of color, and they want you to strive, they want you to achieve there. But outside of that mecca of Atlanta, you know, we always hear. I've been hearing for all my life, especially for the last 40 years, about what we need to do is this, and what we need to do is that, and what we need to do is this. Now, the difference is when the Battelles come to town and open up restaurants and hotels and things like that, black people will support them before they support you. And other regions outside of Atlanta, and maybe even New York.
Oh, okay. I was going to say
and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I was getting. I thought you were talking about Atlanta. Because I was going to say no. That's not the case. No.
Right.
I mean, they're going. Yeah. We look for African Americans we can support. The average person here, their doctor, their lawyer, the restaurants they go to are African American places.
Yes. So dentist, I think
I doctor. I'm blown away. I really am.
Fantastic.
But go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you.
That's okay. But I guess my question is, what small and baby steps can we as people of color take to enlighten the generations behind us coming up to where they can have a different mindset about supporting one's black business and not being afraid to open up their own business so they can attract black people to that business.
So let me kind of start. Let's assume that let's say you're a young person coming out of college. One of the first things I'm going to recommend that you put together a sound financial plan. All right. Now you're not going to be able to do it individually, but you're going to have to get a financial advisor to put that sound financial plan. And the reason being is because that person knows the questions asked, like what are you trying to accomplish? When do you want to buy this house? How to get your credit? How to get your credit straight? How much life insurance or disability income or any kind of insurance? How much? What kind of car are you gonna drive? What should be your deductible? And all these different questions. And then we put that together in terms of the plan. Put it together, and we come up with a financial plan. And when young people are starting out, one of the things that's really, really important is your credit. Your credit is very, very important because we live in a credit society. And so if your credit is jacked up or it's not, you need to get in contact with our company so we can help you. But we also have to learn how to start saving money. You don't have to spend everything. Jordan Tennis is not going to do anything for you. You don't have to go out and spend those $200-$300 for tennis. That's crazy. We got little children wearing Jordan Tennis and all the other big names that's really not doing anything for you. So we have to learn how to save our money. When I have a young person in particular coming out of college, I'm going to try to get them to save $500 a month. Now, I know for some people that's hard, but you got to be disciplined. And I know that young person starts to save money, for, you know, first of all, they're getting their credit straight, but they're saving money. They can save that $500 a month, and we got various different ways we can save that money, but they can save that $500 a month. That's $6,000 a year. Over a five-year period, that's $30,000. They have adequate cash reserves, and that is not even getting a rate of return on that money, but they have cash reserves. Even if you can start out with $200 a month and increase as you go along, but once you get about 3 months of your income in a bank or somewhere where you can put your hands on that money, then we are to move into certain things like your 401k plan, tax shelter annuity plan, and several different plans like that, because those are pre-tax plans. For example, a young person starting out who tells me that they can save $350 a month, okay, because of the tax advantages, I would take that $350 plus the tax savings, and I would actually have about $500 going into your 401k. That $500, you're actually coming out of your pocket with $350, but that $500 will accumulate to $6,000. Not accumulate, but you would save about $6,000. That $350 would save you $6,000 a year plus the growth on it, depending upon whether you're going to invest that into mutual funds, annuities, or whatever kind of investments. And that money, instead of it just being $30,000 over a five-year period, that could be $60,000. It could be $100,000. I know when I first started with Merrill Lynch, what they said to me was, well, you don't have any money saved. So one of the things I had to do, or what they did was, they took 20% of my salary. Whatever commissions I made, I did very well. Whatever commissions I had, they took 20%. And that money accumulated to a large sum of money over a five-year period. And so we have to get our credit straight, save money, start investing money, and we need to get all our insurances together. When you get those things together and you got you about $30,000, not even that much, then you start looking into other things that will make you more money, like mutual funds, stocks, and things of that nature. You might even want to go into some gold or silver, but that takes time. But we have to get disciplined, and we have to begin to save our money. Because once you start saving money.
Call on another caller. Kathy, okay. Are you there?
Hi, Mr. Vishay. Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm here, James.
All right, Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
Do you have a question or you want to make a statement about anything that you heard of, from Mr. Tiller?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, me and my husband was just talking about what we can do to generate and bring a black-owned business to the community that we live in and how we could actually get started. He did have a couple of ideas of some things that we can utilize, so we're going to try to go forth with that. And my question is, you first talked about you started off with the herbs, so I'd like to hear a little bit more about the different herbs. Really?
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, I was with a company that's been around probably about 12 years. I'm not going to name the company right now. But anyway, they had a really good concept, and I recruited a reporter out of Louisiana to get involved with the program with me. But she introduced me to her mother, who asked me, did I know this world-renowned herbalist? I say, I didn't know him. She put me in contact with him. There were some audios, videos that he has on YouTube. In fact, I can mention his name because I work closely with his. He's Dr. Tim Morrow. Well, I had been suffering with high blood pressure pressure since I learned of it in 2003. So I've been taking high blood pressure medicine since 2003. And after 2.5 months, I was able to get off of high blood pressure medicine. It just blew me away. And I'm 62 years old. I don't take any medication. I haven't taken any medication in 2 years. But I work very closely with Dr. Morrow right now. And I have seen, because it's all herbs, the Bible talks about, if you look in the book of Genesis, look up in the book of, I can't even think of it, but it's in Genesis and in Revelation, but there's some other books. But if you look at those, because it talks about herbs, the healing for the land, or the healing of the land. And when you talk about, because the pharmaceutical industry has just taken over, and they're just killing us with medication. I mean, just literally killing us. They got pills for everything. And those pills, I found out that the high blood pressure medicine I was taking had 85 different side effects. And so I've seen, and kind of wrap this up, so I know some other people, but I've worked with Dr. Moore to the point where I've seen people with cancer being healed, arthritis. I've seen dementia, lupus, any of the 450 different diseases. Dr. Moore has the answer. And Dr. Moore, you can go to YouTube, pull him up. You want to look at this video called Colon. And Dr. Moore is M-O-R-R-O-W, Dr. Tim Morrow. You can go to YouTube, pull up Colon, C-O-L-O-N, the root of all diseases, because that's where all our diseases began. And so any kind of disease that a person has, he has an answer for it. He owns his own firm, company. He has his own manufacturer company. And so he could you can call me. Let me give you my number real quick. You can call me. I can talk to you more about it. We got a lady right now. I got stage 4 cancer. Dr. Moore had cancer. He had prostate cancer some 37 years ago. Dr. Moore is 83 years old. He skates and runs about 10 miles a day. And he had prostate cancer, and he fired all his doctors and got himself healed, and he's been healed ever since. But my number real quick is 770-709-2016. Again, that number is 770-709-2016. Call me, and I will discuss even more about it. There are certain things I can't say on the air. But trust me, if you want to be healed, give me a call. You would just be shocked. I'll give you a classic example. I had a lady who she was gonna have a hysterectomy, and these doctors, I hate to say it, these doctors don't love you the way you think they love you. A lot of these doctors, they're looking at your insurance, how much insurance you got, and they want to get as much as they can. And all doctors basically do is, and I'm not trying to knock any doctor, but they basically write out prescriptions and operate on you, and that's where they make their money. They had this lady; she was going to have a hysterectomy, and God knows if you could avoid that, you want to do. But she was going to have a hysterectomy in about 6 weeks. I learned about her; she learned about we talked. I put in contact with Dr. Morrow, and I think between 7 and 10 days after getting the product, she was able to dissolve those fibroids, so she didn't have to go through that operation. Are you there?
I am here, thank you.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I am here, and thank you. I do have the number. I will be contacting you. The reason I asked, because my mom has been in the hospital for the last couple of months, and they have her on,
yes,
like 13 different medications, and I understand what you said about the side effects, because she's had,
yes,
every side effect there is, so this would be something great that we can discuss with the family.
Yeah,
this is
a real deal. Yes. Call me, because he has a conference call on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and also on Friday with people who have are trying to get off a dialysis machine. And I mean, you will hear people from calling all over the world,
mm-hmm,
how they've been healed. Yes, I'm really glad you asked that question.
Thank
all
you.
Right, we're going to take another short break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation.
Thank you, James.
My heart is filled with joy that can't be described. Your presence has driven my passion to a place I am unable to return. Now my life is filled with the happiness of our days to come. I now seek to recreate the love you have given me so that you will know the unlimited source of joy you have provided in my spirit. My days and nights will be spent trying to insert the same love into your heart. No longer will my days be used to capture that which I already have in you. My life now is focused on showing my gratitude to those who helped to create your wonderful spirit for me. I am the true recipient of the magic within you. The harmony that exists in us will be an example for others to emulate. The enchantment that is in us will be displayed in every step we take. Our journey will be one of pure and perfect love. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My show is on from Sunday to Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 o'clock West Coast Time. It is time for your voice to be heard loud and clear. So please call in at 657-383-0309. It is time to be part of a movement that is using the technology we have to let our voices be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. On my show, your voice will be heard, respected, and appreciated. It is time for us now to take control. Please visit my website, jamestdeshay.com. That is JamesTDeshay.com. I look forward to you calling into my show at 657-383-0309 at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday through Friday, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays. Take care.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Mr. Tillis, you spoke about how young people, when they're coming out of college, should seek to save at least $500 a month. Let me ask you, for those of us who are over the age of 40 and may have not done as well as we should have done, what should we do immediately in order to correct the hole that we've dug, or the situation we're in, as we notice that we may be working another 10 or 15 years before we can retire?
One of the first things I'm going to always recommend that you work on your credit, because credit will provide a lot of opportunities for you. It will open up a lot of doors. And then you get to the point where you try to save money. And for some people, you know, you may not be able to save that much. But all financial experts, they agree upon one thing. If you were to save 10% of your income, and we're talking about when you're starting out in your 20s and 30s, if you start saving 10% of your income, pay yourself first, that you will accumulate enough money to do whatever you want to do. But for somebody who's at the age of 45 and they've missed out a lot of opportunities, because most of us have, because we thought that life was going to always be this way, and one time it was good, and it's, you know, cyclical, it's up and down. You got to get to the point where you put together a sound financial plan. You're going to have to, somebody's going to have to help you. Have a financial advisor help you to put together that sound financial plan. That way, everything is put on the table. We find out what it is that you're trying to accomplish. We find out what kind of debts you have, what kinds of insurances you have, what kinds of investments. And in many cases, people don't have investments. Listen, we live in a tough economy, and so everything is going up except your income. So you got to find a way to have. I've heard Bishop Jakes talk about you need at least 5 streams of income, and I do. I have a 9 streams income right now, because I want to live the good life. I want to live. God told us you're supposed to, if you accept Him, you're supposed to live the good life. And there are ways of living the good life, but you gotta have money. You can't just depend upon your job.
You know what they say about your job is just over broke. You can't just depend upon your job. And I'm not knocking the job because I've had a job for a long time. It's just that I've been self-employed since 1987. And most people think, you know, they thought I was crazy when I decided to go on my own. But it's just, you know, being ambitious, being being led by the Holy Spirit, knowing that I could do this. Because it's not just me. It's dependent upon him. Because he's going to give me guidance and direction. But putting together that sound financial plan, we're going to know what your budget is, how much money you can save, what do you have going for yourself. And then once you put that plan together, between me and the Holy Spirit and my team, I work with a whole team of people. I work with accountants or CPAs. I work with attorneys. I work with real estate people. I work with insurance people. I work with all kinds of people. I have a person out of California. We put together a financial plan. We decide we need to invest some of this money in the stock market or we invest it in mutual funds. Then we're going to go to him to use him because that's something he does every day. Because I cannot do it all, but I work with a team of people. And so once we look at that financial plan, then we can determine from there what steps or how to implement the plan to get you to where you need to go. And I don't care how dire your situation is. We can take you from where you are and get you to where you want to be. I do a lot of work in the network marketing and home-based business today. And that has been, so many of us are we afraid of that. You're not going to get something for nothing. You're going to have to work. You got to pay your dues. There are some programs that I have where you can take as little as $25 and turn it into $100 in a day or two. And if a person wants to, I know when I first got started, I invested $1,585. And, I got my money back in about two. Actually, it took a little long because I did it during the Christmas holiday. But I got my money back in about 3 weeks. So now I'm in profit. I just make profit every day. And you may want to take on a part-time job. That part-time job should be something that where you can save and invest your money. You have to save and invest your money. You have to get out of debt. You don't need all that debt. I got a client now. He's about 32 years old. He's got $97,000 worth of student loans. He pays $780 a month. That's a house note to a lot of people. And he's going to be paying that for a long time. So we're working on him, teaching them how to reduce those debts and student loans because there are all kind of ways, things that you can do. But he also just got involved with this network, this home-based business. And so what he's going to do is he's going to apply $1,000 a month to his student loans, and he's going to knock off many, many, many years. I'll just give you a classic example. I have another client who showed me something about 3 or 4 years ago. This is a young man. He's about 45. He started about 4 years ago buying real estate. He would go to these little communities, and I was living in Texas, and so he would go to these small communities. He would see a house that he could purchase for about $15,000, but the house needed work. Now, there again, we're going back to credit. Credit is really important. You got to start working on your credit. If you need your credit cleaned up, you need to call us. Please. We'll work with you show you how to clean up your credit so you can get to your credits at 750 or 720, where you can get just about anything you want. But it opens the channel to cash flow. Okay, so what he did in the last four or five years, what he's done, he's gone into these communities. The house might sell for $15,000. Because of his credit is good, he can go to the bank and borrow $30,000, $35,000 on the house. He may put $10,000, $15,000 into the house. He has his workers put that back in the house. Now this house has gone from a value of $15,000, and it may be worth, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. And then he gets a 10-year loan. He also puts some of the money in his pocket because he don't necessarily have to use all that money to recondition the house or remodel the house. But now he puts a tenant in that. That tenant may pay $700 a month. Your note on that particular loan may cost you $250. So if you got a client in there paying $750 and you'll know it's $250, you got a $500 a month profit. Now I know you got to buy insurance and things like that, but then also you got that as a tax deduction. So there are all kinds of ways, and we don't have enough time. There's all kinds of ways of making money that we are not even aware of because they don't even teach us this in school. They don't teach us. They teach us how to go get a good job, and if you've noticed, there are not many jobs. the jobs are running. I mean, you know, people are going to business for themselves because they see the handwriting on the wall. And I know there are some people who are on these jobs. I remember years ago, this guy, you know, his wife were bragging about $100,000 a year they were making, and this and he was making $150,000 a year. This is about 7-8 years ago. Well, she was bragging on that $150,000. But 3 months later, they laid him off. So you don't know. These people have you in the palm of their hand. You know, and then we have to go to work every day scared. We're scared about if we're going to lose our job now. We have to find a way to become independent. And so you work on a job as long as you can. And if you want to retire, that's fine. But if you're going to retire off a job, you got to make certain that you are properly planning for retirement and investing that money.
Let's go to our phones. We got a lot of people out here. And see if we can get everybody in.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you there? Do you hear
me,
Joyce?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, everybody. Hello.
Hi. Joyce?
You have a question or a statement that you'd like to make to Mr. Tillis?
Thank you very much. I think it's a very interesting topic. Well, I've always said before, and I think I can reiterate that again, is that I'm a retiree.
Are you outside?
No, I'm not. I'm just in the mountains, and it's raining today here in Arizona.
Okay,
the weather is pretty bad.
Okay.
I'm a retiree, but my dad had always taught us, and our family value was, is that when you do work, always pay yourself first. And you cannot be so right about having good credit. Credit walks.
Yes.
Credit is better than cash. Believe me, when you got the credit, you are rich. And my goal was this too, is that before I retired, I became platinum with American Express, and you kind of know
I know what that is. Yeah, right.
Oh,
you got it going on.
So that's what I did. But I started as a young person, and also too is that we have to teach our young people to stop being so materialistic.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Materialistic. That's the worst thing. Because when you look at all this style and you have nothing but stuff, you know.
Yes.
And the rich people, if you know, they have what they call uniforms. They
Absolutely.
Wear uniforms. Basic black pants, white shirts.
Yes.
And I looked at
Absolutely.
That and I used to work for a company in a corporate office up on third floor, and that's what corporate. And I used to just sit and look. And you can learn if you just sit back and watch people
Absolutely.
Who have made it. But I noticed that they wear uniforms, and the secretaries, they had what they call a basic black pencil skirt, and they had
mm-hmm.
white shirts on all the time.
Yes.
This was
yes.
their uniform. But with us,
yes.
we got
yes.
to have all the styles. We got to have all
yes.
the up, and
yes.
that's
yes.
money. And that's money.
Yes.
So that's what we got to teach our kids. Stop being so materialistic, and when you do make money, pay yourself first. Thank you.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that, Joyce. And you know, the television sells us every day, all day long. And we are the biggest spenders in the world. But we've been trained that way. And we're going to have to retrain ourselves. We're going to have to reprogram our minds to come together, because we've been in this country long enough, and they've taken advantage of us. But when we come together and stand up with our monies, then we'll have power. We have power. We start boycotting, and I'm not advocating that. But I mean, just like I said, I was in New Orleans, and those foreigners mistreating our people. Man, you in our community. First of all, you shouldn't be able to come in our community. We can't go in their communities and open up businesses. But anyway, let me shut up.
Can I also iterate to that? But they get credit. They get I have a sister. She had her own business in California. But but what we noticed and what she told us is that foreigners, they get a break credit. They get a big credit. That's how they can get ahead. But with the blacks, it's really hard for them, you know. So that's a disadvantage too. So that's one thing
that hopefully we can suggest
some things where they can work around that.
Yeah, we still can pull our resources together. And it starts with that credit. Once you get that credit together, I'm telling you, get your scores up to 720, you can get whatever you want. Now, here, let me give you an example, things that I used to do and me and some other people used to do years ago. You can get to the point where your credit is so good, where you can go out and get you 20, 30, 40 credit cards. And so, for example, let's say if you get you 20 credit cards and they each are worth $5,000, you got access to $100,000 right there. You can go out and buy you a couple of houses with $100,000 and turn around and put you some tenants in those houses and let the tenants pay the house note, not only the house note, but pay your loans back on the mortgage. I mean, on the credit card. But that's just one example. But there are all kinds of ways. Once you get to the point where you can sit down and do a sound financial plan, and that looks at all aspects of your life as it relates to financial planning. All aspects, even, you know, looking at, like, right now, I'm 62 years old, but I was talking with someone about getting enough insurance to make certain that I have between $1 million and $5 million with life insurance. Now I'm 62, so it's going to be rather expensive, but if I'm making enough money in one particular area, like what I'm talking about, these home-based businesses, and I got one that's just so sweet. I'm not trying to encourage you to call me about that or anything like that, but I'm saying it's so sweet. I'm saying, okay, if I'm going to make $1 million this year with it, and I am, why not take $5,000 a month out of that and buy me a really good insurance policy? So if I have $5 million worth of life insurance, I have 3 children and 5 grandchildren. So they will be well taken care of. And that's what I was talking with a number of companies. I'm trying to get the best rate I can. I was talking with a number, and I know I might be using some large figures, and I don't mean to be doing that. But we could start at, you know, we could start at $100,000, $250,000, $300,000. We should be leaving something for our children, you know, and our children's children. So that's a helping hand if something would happen to me and each one of my children got $1 million. And they wouldn't just get $1 million. I'll put together a trust where they can only spend the money and spend it a certain way to make certain that money continues to live. Here's another thing. Here's another thing real quick, and then I'll go back to James. Here's another thing. What if I showed you a way when you're young, you can do it now at 40, to save or accumulate $1 million? Once you got $1 million accumulated, if you got a 10% rate of return on that money, that will produce you $100,000 a year net in your pocket and not even touching your $1 million. That's the kind of things that we do. But first, we got to get you to the point where you put together a sound financial plan. We got to get you to the point where you're starting to save your money, invest your money, and we'll show you exactly where to invest it, because there's all kind of investments. And you got to know, not only, because if I put you in mutual funds or I put you in the stock or whatever, we still got to know when to come out of that, because we're getting ready to go through some tough times. And when I'm talking about tough times, I'm talking about based upon the investment community. I'm talking about the people who really study investments. They're saying that probably within the next 2 years, we're going to go through some tough times. Interest rates going to go up. The stock market's going to, I don't mean to scare you anything, but the stock market's going to come down. And it has to come down. The stock market right now is almost 21,000. It has to do some adjustments. Nothing's going to just go up and up. It has to come down. It has to make some adjustments. Real estate is going to take a dive. I can't guarantee that, but based upon my studying and the people that I work with, that's what they're saying. And so you don't want to be caught buying, you know, $1 million house right now, and in 2 years that $1 million house is only worth $500,000. Because there are people now, even like here in Atlanta, who bought I know a lady who bought a $750,000 house. It went down to $250,000, but now it's up to about $500,000, and it may not ever get up to that $750,000. Anyway, let me shut up and go on to someone else.
All right, we're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back. So get ready and prepared. The last 30 minutes of the show, we're going to try to get as many people in as we possibly can.
We only have 30 minutes?
Okay. Just the thought, January 30th, 2017. I am a Democrat. I will be a Democrat beyond the existence of my physical being. I am a liberal because living in the past does not work for those that I serve. I believe in liberal causes because as I better understand the world, I understand the need for change. I live to honor humanity, to serve people who seem unable to grasp the life we should all have. I see the inequity of treatment and desire to see it abolished. The need for the blind to see has never been more necessary. Those who fight for the status quo cling to an era that turns the invisible visible. Embracing wrong can never give one a positive result. The fight for the weak can never be seen as embracing the defeat. We have to rectify the issues that are created by the human trait of racism and supremacy. My God is the creator of all things and the maker of humanity. My view of the world is in line with my purpose as a Democrat. I will not be ashamed of my love for people and the fight to make life equal. We all deserve better opportunities to learn and the chance to live life free of infirmities. We deserve to live free of the creation of Donald Trump. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. The show is brought to you 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. We no longer can reside in the shadows of life. It is a must that we be out in front of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future. This show has been established for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshaies.com. That's www.jamestdeshaies. I look forward to you writing to me at djames82@aol.com. That's djames82@aol.com. Let me know what issues you would like to address on my radio show.
Okay, we're going to go straight back to the phone lines and try to get as many people as we can.
Okay, I share something real quick? All right. One of the things I was talking about was this young man who was 45 years old. And what he did was he would have good credit, so we buy these houses cheap and get extra money and all that. But here he is today. He took out 10-year mortgages on these houses, and for some of them he paid off in 10 years. He paid some of them off in 7 years, 6 years, 5 years. But here he is today. He's 45 years old, and he's got about $87,000 a month coming in from real estate because he bought about 100 properties. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. That was the net effect of that. So he's got about $87,000 a month. He has $1 million a year coming in. Yeah, he has over $1 million a year coming in just from the real estate, and, you know, his expenses are probably not that great. So there are all kind of ways of getting
rich.
Audrey,
are you there?
Yes, I am, and marvelous money-making Monday to everyone. And Brother Tillis, thank you so much for blessing us and sharing with your ideas. These have been very valuable. As a matter of fact, my sister and I were just talking on yesterday. We were saying that some of our Caucasian citizens actually, when a person in their family dies, it sets that next generation up for success.
Absolutely.
Whereas
that's
historically,
right,
sometime in our communities, you know, we're struggling trying to scrap and put pennies together.
Right.
I really appreciate the tips and advice that you've shared, and even the encouragement of what we can do and what we're capable of. Now, some of us are just becoming into a position in which we are being exposed to income in which we can do some things. And I know you mentioned that you and your team are able to work with anyone, you know, no matter where they are. My thing of it is helping us to move from a mindset not only for ourselves, but for our future, because it's important to me that I leave a legacy for my children and like you said, my children's children. And similar to olden days, you know, we as a people was hesitant to go to a doctor. And I've heard you mention several times to seek out a financial advisor. Well, we have to know, give us some input as to what to look for, because, you know, to be honest, all of us, when it comes to funds, you know, we work hard to get it, and it's not something that we are very comfortable with talking and sharing with others. So help us so that we can go to these experts and then do well. Again, not only for the adults, but to help our children to understand, we have to be bold. We have to be confident in knowing that the Lord will lead, direct, and guide us. But give us the wisdom, or what techniques or what qualities is it that we look for from one financial advisor or planner from another, such that we won't lose what we had and then be even farther behind. And thank you so much.
That's a very interesting question, because there are a lot of insurance agents out here calling themselves financial advisors. But I've had I've been in the industry over 35 years, but in the beginning, probably the first 15 years, I had to go through all kind of training, all kind of schools. I went to the University of Southern California for estate training. I went to the University of Denver, Colorado for become certified financial advisor. I worked for major corporations. But I think when you talk with a financial advisor, or financial planner, some people still call them financial planner, I think just talking to them, you would kind of discern if they know what they're talking about. And you can always just check out their background to see who they are, who they work with. You might want to get a bio, you might want to get a resume, those kind of things. Because I couldn't tell you, I couldn't even say don't use an insurance agent as your financial advisor. Well, in most cases, that's what insurance agents, and they deal with insurance. They're not advising you. They're not putting together sound financial plans to help you with education and retirement and all the other things, accumulation of money. So I guess that would be my answer. And there's also you can call to see if the person is a certified financial advisor or a certified financial planner. You can call the College for Financial Planning and check the person out. I don't know if I answered that or not.
Yes, you did. That's good information to help us, at least with the foundation, because, you know, when we talk about a change of mindset, that's not something that's easily done. So we have
to make sure
that we can have the confidence of, you know, going down that path so that we can start to.
And if I would think if I had to, I would want to know, because I'm a Christian man, I would want to know that's a Christian. And he said, you know, he has some of the same values and beliefs that I have. That would be important to me. But I, you know, for some people that may not. And also, you know, some financial advisors will not work with you because your network is not large enough. And I basically work with anybody. It doesn't matter. I mean, I started, didn't have nothing. And so I work with anybody that's serious. Don't waste my time, because a lot of people do that. And I've given a lot of service away. You know, if you're real serious about if you're real serious about financial planning, putting your stuff together, and you don't have any money, I'll work with you. I have to do that, because some of the people that didn't have money to pay fees or whatever, I see them in the airport now and they praise my name. I mean, I remember when I was working at American Express, I actually had a client came in, the husband and wife. They didn't have any money to pay me, and so I continued to work with them. And what happened was, they had an accident, an automobile accident. They called me and said, listen, what attorney would you refer to us? I referred an attorney to them. They got a large sum of money out of the deal. They came to my office and said, we want to write you a check out. You've been so good to me. Because these people didn't have nothing. I showed them how to get cars, get their credit straight. I showed them how to buy houses and, you know, things like that. And those people wrote me a check out for $40,000. And I mean, I was just blown away. I am just so thankful, you know, to be able to do this work, because not many of us get this opportunity. And if you search throughout the community, I'm looking for young people, too, who want to go in this industry. Not many of us get this opportunity. And I'm going to tell you real quick how I got this opportunity. I was a district manager of an insurance firm with a friend of mine. And when I went to when I was with him, he went to his house to get his meal, and there was a letter from Merrill Lynch. And the letter, I was talking about employment, and he kind of threw the letter on the side and said, "Do you mind me? You mind if I look at this letter?" I looked at that letter, and I knew that that letter was for me. And so I went to see Merrill Lynch. I'm from New Orleans. I lived in Dallas for 20 years, but I went to see Merrill Lynch, and I mean, they were disrespectful. They would tell me that they weren't hiring and all that stuff. I think I went there 13 times, and that guy said to me, he said you're a persistent little, and I'm not going to add the word, but that they can get away with that at that time in New Orleans. He said, "I'm going to give you an exam. If you do well, I may consider you." I did. So he gave me a psychological exam, and it goes all the way back to Rex Howell when he gave me those two books, How to Win Friends and Influence People and Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Those two books, it set the tone for my life. So when I took the psychological exam, my level of thinking was already there. So anyway, I appreciate you asking that question.
All right, let's go back to the phone line.
I'm thankful to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
1738. 1738. Give me your name and where you're calling from. 1738. Give me your name and where you're calling from. All right, everybody. Now you got to stay near your phone because we have a lot of people on the line. 2777. Give me your name and where you're calling from.
They're new callers. They may not realize that he's calling the last four numbers of your phone number.
7277. Give me your name and where you're calling from. All right. We just seem to be. Well, let me ask you, Mr. Tillis, in terms of trying to encourage everyone throughout our country of what we need to do in this environment with the likes of Donald Trump, how do we make sure that we remain focused on increasing our wealth?
You know, wealth starts if we're coming together as a group. We wealth starts individually. If you do the right things in the beginning, or even now, you may be 45, 50 years, if you do the things that we suggest that you do, you will accumulate wealth. Because we can show you, if you save X amount of dollars, get a certain rate of return on money, this is how much you're going to have in so many years, and this is how much income is going to produce you. But you want to get healthy, or you want to get well with your credit and get to the point where you start saving money and knowing exactly what to do and where to put your money. Those things are really important. And then when you have money, that's when we come together as a people. We support each other. We have to start spending money with ours because nobody else is going to give you anything. We have to start spending. And if you continue to spend that $950 out of $1,000 with other nationalities, we would never have anything. Yes, certainly some of us are going to have some money. And then our athletes, our movie stars, all that, we have to get together because we certainly have enough money. If you look at the network of, let's say a Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington is worth over $300 million. You know, some of these basketball players things worth almost billions. We got to come together. What Oprah's worth about $2 billion. We got to come together as a group and pool our resources together so we can own part of America. We can get our part. We can't be waiting on 40 acres and a mule. That's not going to happen. We can't wait for nobody in. I don't care who gets in office. And you don't want to be dependent upon a politician. You know, politicians not going to bring you anything but hope. False hope, I should say. You got to be able to do for self. You have to know how to accumulate wealth. And there are all kinds of ways in this society to accumulate wealth. And so if you need to call on me, I'm going to give you my number real quick, 770-709-2016. And we'll show you how to accumulate wealth.
Well, you know what's very important? What's very important, and I'm not a person who reads the Bible every day, but in the scripture it talks about, you know, God bless the child that has his own.
as his own. That's right.
He wants us to be a lender and not a borrower. So it's obvious that being a good steward over money requires that you
get
more of it than you spend.
Now, the reason why he says, the Bible says, about being a borrower and a lender, because a borrower becomes a slave to the lender. That's what that is. Because once you borrow money from people, you're in a different category now. And they tend to treat you any kind of way. And so we can come together and have banks, credit unions, insurance companies. We come together as a group. It's anything. We can do anything we want to do. There's nobody to stop us. But we got to come together. And this coming together, it goes all the way back to slavery. And it's still, the white man is still pitting us against each other. How is it that black women make all this money, and I'm not knocking anybody, I'm just saying look at the game, and you got black men struggling, you know, they're on the street, they're drunk, they're in jail, but they're promoting black women over white, because that's all about design. And so we got to get to the point where our men are strong and we're taking care of our families. So it's, you know, it just includes a lot of things. But we as a people can do it. And we better do it. Because we're dying out. We're dying out. And we don't own, very little that we own. And the city of Atlanta has, they have a lot of black businesses here. And I love that. I just absolutely love that. And, you know, young people are doing well and young people are striving. But that should be happening in every city. But bottom line is, you got to get your credit straight. You got to start saving some money, investing money. You got to know where you're going. You know, you got to know what you're doing. You got to know what your budget is. Yeah, some people, they don't even know anything about budgeting. They make a certain amount of money, and they just spend it. And they live in paycheck to paycheck. And living paycheck to paycheck is a form of slavery. Because all you're getting is just enough money to last you until the next pay period. And many times, you don't have enough to last you until the next pay period, because you're going to always need cash reserves. You're going to always have a problem with the car, the children, somebody sick, somebody's arrested. You're going to always have those kind of things. And so if you don't have cash reserves, you're going to have problems. And if you don't have credit, you're going to really have problems. So I don't know if I answered that question, but there's so much, and I look forward to coming on and talk about. There's so many different subjects or areas that we can talk about as it relates to money. So many. You know, how to do this.
All right, we're
going to
take our final break for the evening and come back and close out the show.
Thank you, sir.
Yesterday, he said that all they get.
Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're kind of winding down, and I want to continue to try to get as many people in here as we can. I'm going to call out the last four digits of your number and give you an opportunity to talk to Mr. Tillis. 8542. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Okay, 5179. 5179, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Wow. Can I read something real quick?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is something. This is a publisher statement I wrote in 1988. And it says, time out from the foolishness. It's time to come together. It says, in this fast-paced world, the time has come for African Americans to take a stand and be counted. It's important that we wake up and rely on our inner strengths before we as a people have nothing to wake up to. Make no mistake about it, there is a conspiracy to exclude us from participation in the American dream. Programs which are vital to many of us, are now under attack. Affirmative action, minority set asides, and school free lunch program, just to name a few. Now, this was in 1988. It says, in order for us to get ahead, we must get our household in order. We should seek peace and harmony in our homes, because the disintegration of the black family structure threatens the very core of our existence. Second, getting closer to our spiritual roots. Now, that should have been first, which are God the Almighty in the black church, will certainly give us guidance, our hearts and mind desire. Third, when on the job, we should produce the best work possible. Strive to be the very best that we could be. Fourth, we must continue to create and build wealth among our people by networking and supporting African-American businesses. Fifth, exercise the precious right to vote, for which so many of our brothers and sisters have died for. Sixth, encourage our youth to stay in school and get their education. Train them to think success, and they will become successful. Let them know that nothing is impossible. Last but not least, we must learn to love each other and live with each other. Our lives may very well depend upon that. Never mind the negative press as we as African Americans receive. Deep down in our hearts, we know what we need to do. All of us, regardless of our ages, need a certain amount of humor in our lives. But there comes a time when we have to take a break. We must strike a balance. No one person or institution can solve all our problems facing the African-American community. Major accomplishments can be made and many African-Americans' lives saved once we as a people decide to take time out from our foolishness. This was done in 1988. That was a publisher statement I had. I told you I used to publish a magazine. But we, listen, if we don't do it, it's not going to happen.
You're right. We have to get out in front of the issues that impact ourselves, and we have to be able to take advantage of the new technology that allows us to talk to each other. You know.
Yes, absolutely.
Right now, the show that I have allows me to reach a lot more people than I could ever pay to reach. But we have to be willing to talk to each other. We have to be willing to interact with each other and recognize that we need to make sure our opinions are heard. One of the reasons why it's so important to me to have this show is I got tired of hearing on different radio shows and television shows, America says this, the American people think this. And I was thinking, who are they talking about? Because ain't nobody called me and asked me what I thought. And so I wanted to create an avenue that I could make sure my voice was heard and I could hear the voices of others.
Yes.
This show has given me an opportunity to meet you. And so Yeah, absolutely. So much we need to do and take advantage of, and we cannot begin to do that until we find a vehicle that will allow us to talk to each other. And
yes,
we can't
absolutely.
Just talk to the people
yeah.
in our 5 block radius. We got to reach
yes.
coast to coast.
Yes.
Okay? We got to reach north
also
to south. We got to reach as many people as we can, and we have to enable ourselves and talk about the steps that we need to take in order to reach the goals that we want to reach.
Yeah. I also want to say that I have a ministry on Facebook. My name is Tyrone with two N's, T-Y-R-O-N-N-E, and my last name is Tillis, like Willis with a T, T-I-L-L-I-S. That's S as in Sam. I have two accounts, and they each have 5,000, but I have a ministry. It's a very unique ministry, and we talk about the Word of God every day, and we also talk about finances. So you're welcome to join us and read that, because it's really, really, I mean, it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so it was prophesied about 2 years ago that I will be going all over the world speaking as it relates to money and finance, because I have a wealth of knowledge. I've had my ups and downs in terms of, you know, you're not successful in everything, but I've done a lot of things. I've taken a lot of chance. And so I have a reservoir of wealth, of knowledge. And so I want to be able to teach my people. You know, I'm 62 years old. So I'm at the age right now where I am giving back. I'm looking for young people who want to get into not just young people who want to get into financial planning or financial advising. I'm looking for people who want to make money. What if I told you can take $25 and turn it into $100 in a couple of days? Would that be something that you're interested in? And then I can show you how you can turn it into $20,000 a month. You know, there are all kinds of things I see that you can do. So,
I want to,
you know,
as the show comes to an end, I just want to say to you, I hope that we can get you back on. Time went by a lot quicker
than
we expected. We had about an hour and a half show, and it just flew by.
That's when you're having
Hello,
fun.
James.
That's when you're having fun.
Hello, James.
James?
Yes.
It's Audrey. I know we're out of time, and you didn't call my number, and that's fine. I'll talk to this gentleman, you know, once he come back on. But one thing I want to say, you know, credit is great. I mean, you could do a whole lot of stuff with credit, but please be mindful of debt to income. Because sometimes having too much credit, and if you are a fool, you wish you had never had credit from the beginning.
Right. I agree with you. Yeah, right. Yeah, you have to be wise about it, but put yourself in a position where you can qualify for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah, right. We don't operate recklessly with it. We show you how to take advantage of it. Because it's what they call OP or OPI, other people's, OPM, other people's money. You're using other people's money. And so you take that money and make money for you and your family or you and your community. So I understand that. I appreciate that.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me just say quickly, forgive me for overlooking you. I had more numbers on here than I normally have, and so I missed you. But know that you are an important part of our family, and we will have him back on to discuss more things, because we want to make sure that people of color get the financial information they need and deserve to move forward.
I could also give her
take
my number.
Take care, everybody.
You can call me. Yeah.
Okay.
770-709-2016.
Go ahead.
Oh, you can get it from James.
Okay, I have it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Call me.
Thank you
so much, James. Thank you so much for your audience.
Care,
I really
we
enjoyed that.
We'll have you in the future. Just make sure we're going to see if we can get you on at least once a month. Take care,
okay,
everybody.
Okay, good.
I look forward to it. At 6 p.m.
Thank you.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. Thank you.
just kept right on.